Hi, I'm Matt Martin, General Manager of KALW, where we are celebrating 75 years of local public radio and asking for your support in our September campaign, our last on-air fundraiser until May of 2017. You can help make it a success and keep KALW strong for the future. Join us at KALW.org. Thanks.
KALW.
You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. In January 1969, two members of the Black Panther Party, Al Prentice, Bunchy Carter, and John Huggins, were shot and killed on the campus of UCLA. Larry Watani Steiner and his brother were arrested and convicted for the murders. They were members of US, another Black Power organization active at the time. They were sent to San Quentin State Prison. In 1974, the Steiner brothers escaped. Watani fled to South America, where he lived for two decades. Eventually, he turned himself in to the U.S. authorities and was returned to San Quentin in 1994. While there, he began a correspondence with Erica Huggins, a former Black Panther Party leader and the wife of one of the men he was accused of killing. Watani Steiner was released from prison last year. He's starting his life over as a free man in Oakland, not far from where Erica Huggins lives, but the conditions of his parole prohibit any contact between them. KALW's Julie Cain spoke with both of them separately and wove together this story about the healing power of dialogue.
Dear Erica,
in my heart, I have written this letter to you and your daughter many times over. Yet now that I am confronted with how it might be received by you, I can't seem to find the right set of words.
I hope what I have to say is received by you in the loving and compassionate way in which it is felt and conveyed.
My name is Watani Steiner, and during the tumultuous Black Power era of the 60s, I was a member of Marlana Karinga's US organization. On January 17, 1969,
I was present on the UCLA campus when a shooting erupted between members of US
and the Black Panther Party. In the aftermath of that tragic encounter, John, your husband, and Bunchy Carter were both shot and killed.
I'm currently incarcerated at San Quentin State Prison on a conspiracy charge related to their deaths.
Although I did not pull the trigger of the gun that took the lives of John and Bunchy, I have carried a heavy burden of guilt, knowing that I had contributed to the atmosphere resulting in the deaths of two human beings. Erica, she had a 3-week-old daughter at the time that her husband was killed. And, you know, so she had to, you know, had to raise that child. She had to answer all the questions that the child had about, you know, what was daddy like, who was daddy. I had thoughts in my head about how she was making it, you know, as I was going through my own separation from my own children. My journey of love and sacrifice for my own children has opened up my heart and allowed me to feel the emptiness you must have felt on that dreadful day you learned of John's death.
The confusion, the questions, the pain, and
the realization that your daughter would never get to know her father. For that, I am truly sorry. No words could ever fill the space left in a father's absence. Moreover, it is my contention that the UCLA shooting remains one of the most unresolved conflicts within the Black Power movement.
I knew from everybody I'd spoken to that there was somebody who pulled the trigger, and Watani Steiner was not one of them. That was clear. So I kept wondering, well, who knows the true story? But more important for me, all those years since January 17, 1969, at UCLA in broad daylight. I wondered, who can I talk to? My dear friend, Fania Davis, called me and left a message, and it simply said, "Hey Erica, I was at San Quentin today giving a presentation on restorative justice, and a man walked up to me and he said, 'Do you think Erica Huggins would enter a restorative justice conversation with me?'"
I didn't know what to expect. I was a little nervous because I figured that she might say, "Well, you know, I got a lot of nerve trying to contact her, and I was involved with, you know, her husband getting killed."
She asked him his name. He said, "Watani Steiner." She called me, and I'm listening to my voicemail, and I'm going, "Yes, yes, yes," into the phone with no human being on the other end.
So I finally, after tearing up numerous letters, I wrote her a letter, and I told her, how sorry I was that it happened. I didn't apologize for anything specific I did, but I apologized for when I turned this warrior mindset that we had during the 60s.
I wrestled with what had happened at UCLA. And what I should have done differently.
There is no justification for the killings of another human being. I thought about you and your daughter often, wondering how you and she were making it without John. The tragic irony of my situation still doing time for a 40-year-old conspiracy conviction seems utterly preposterous. I believe that because there was never any serious dialogue or genuine attempt at conflict resolution between us and the Panthers, history was unable to reveal to us and teach our children anything about truth, reconciliation, and forgiveness. I'm wondering if there is anything that can be done about it now.
I didn't do anything right away because I contacted my daughter, John's daughter, and some of my family members to let them know I would enter into this conversation.
She wrote a letter, and the letter was, it was the most moving letter I've ever received.
Dear Watani, thank you so much for your heartfelt letter. For many years, I wondered what happened on that day at UCLA. Was John happy, smiling before it all happened?
Was he thinking about his three-week-old daughter?
Was he aware that he would die? I know in my heart that the answer to all of these questions is yes. I wondered what really killed John and Bunchy. Somehow I knew that even the person who fired the shots was not at the root of the actions. History, as it impacts the present, was at play. The history of the United States, the history of John Bunchy, Erica Watani, all of us. Everything coalesced to create that singular event and the many events that arose from it.
I don't want to give the impression that it was one nice letter after the other. It was some letters with some deep questions about, what actually happened. What do you really think about this? And I had some issues about certain things that I saw it as another way. So we were able to maintain our being respectful, being kind, but being honest.
We were wrong and we were right.
We were wrong and we were right.
Life is full of paradoxes and is never simply either or. My request is that as we talk, we agree to a both and principle. Humans are capable of the most heinous actions and the most lovely.
And the most lovely.
All in one day.
All in one day.
In 1 minute.
We shared a lot of little things about, our lives and our struggle. And through that, we really were ready when we had the face-to-face. You know, because when we sat down, we pretty much knew each other's, you know, whole life story. You know, and, you know, we laughed, you know, we had little jokes and stuff we said in there. We, you know, but the beginning was, you know, she actually wanted to know what happened.
He told me he entered the room and he had to step over John and Bunchy's bodies. So something in my stomach flipped when he said he walked over their bodies, and I only had one question. How did you know they were dead? He said, I could see John and Bunchy, but everything was moving quickly and in slow-mo at the same time. They looked so peaceful, like they were sleeping. And that answered a question of pain. I couldn't ask Watani, do you think they suffered? But I held it in my heart. When he said they looked peaceful, their faces were soft, like they were sleeping, something in me felt such gratitude to know that.
It took work. And looking at it from the restorative justice model and that how important dialogue is in getting to that, I think that kept us from passing blame on somebody or trying to excuse something or justify it or something happened, you know. So that was a great moment for me.
May you and your daughter receive good things without number and many blessings without end.
Watani.
I appreciate your willingness to be in conversation with me and with yourself. Your self-inquiry touches me at a deep and resonant level. I've spent many years recognizing this freeing and challenging concept, self-forgiveness.
Thank you very much for writing and reflecting on what I write and writing again. May your days and nights be full of peace.
Erica.